Right now, it is time for us to bring in a couple of guests who have been patiently waiting online, and that is Tom McGowan and Jim Nelson. We'll be talking about Weekend in Norfolk. Of course, Weekend in Norfolk is coming up this year, and it is going to be a virtual experience. It's being held on the web at norfolk.org, and other information. It's coming up on Saturday, Sunday, July 31st and August 1st, and then August 2nd. Good morning, Tom, and good morning, Jim.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So it's a different year. It's a different summer. There's a little twist to everything, but Weekend in Norfolk will continue with a great, terrific virtual online presence. Who wants to kick off this conversation, Tom or Jim?
Well, either one. Jim, if you want to, go ahead, or I will.
Okay. Well, I'll start then. yes, this is a very different year for everybody and everything, and with all the changes that are taking place right now and the whole circumstances, we did make the decision to go ahead with Weekend in Norfolk this year, but in a virtual format, as you mentioned. And that is going to include all sorts of events, including tours online of various things in Norfolk, such as the famed Tiffany glass windows in the chapel of the Congregational Church, and tours, virtual tours of the Norfolk Library and the Historical Society, the Norfolk Chamber Music Festival, which I'm the manager. We will be presenting two different concerts online, both video and audio. That'll be on Saturday, August 1st. And there are going to be also some tour virtual nature walks and just all sorts of things like that. So, Tom, I'll let you continue with some of that.
Well, that's a good foray into what I like a lot, Jim, and that's historic buildings and historic homes. And my wife and I produced a virtual tour this year for Weekend in Norfolk because of the circumstances that you mentioned. It's brief because we can't go inside, so we're doing exterior tours, but it's also a quick overview of other historic buildings in the town besides historic homes. So it's been great fun putting that together because, as I mentioned, it's one of my favorite things to do. So we have a plethora of unusual and special and very historic places in Norfolk. So I think it's going to bring a whole different crowd to Weekend in Norfolk without them physically having to come here. And I also think that moving forward in the future, people that enjoy the history of these small New England towns will come to Norfolk to see a majority of these buildings and these houses. So we're very excited about this virtual tour and the other virtual tours that are being prepared. It's also something that people can enjoy throughout the year if they're ill or incapacitated for any reason, or we're all in because of weather in the winter or something. You can actually enjoy Weekend of Norfolk almost all year long because of these virtual tours. So I'm excited about that part of it especially.
You know, it's interesting, Tom and Jim, looking at the website, when you go to weekendinnorfolk.org, weekendinnorfolk.org, you'll see there right on the home page, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, listing live events and also on-demand events. I would imagine that, now, for Jim, for you, this is a double strike for you because, of course, you're involved in Weekend in Norfolk, but as you said, with the Norfolk Chamber Music Festival, it's caused a lot of people like you to scramble to set up this virtual programming, but in addition to that, obviously that helped you also set up to help Weekend in Norfolk.
Right, and we're figuring it out.
Yeah.
So we had our first summer music festival concert online on just this past Saturday, and it worked out very well. We had good viewership, and it went off just like clockwork. So we were very happy with that. We've got other concerts coming up on the next three Saturdays in the month of July. Every Saturday in July at 7 p.m. And we've also developed additional content for the students who were not able to come to Norfolk this year, which was really a heartbreaking event for us. And it's something that it has pushed us farther along than I think we would have been without this. And so, you know, I can see a silver lining in that. It's been a lot of work to do this, though. And so we will have things ready for weekend in Norfolk. And I know that everybody else is in the same boat like this. It's a new world, and we're happy to be a part of it.
You know, it's great that you're still going along with this. I'll just pass along. Our friends at the Sharon Playhouse put on an outdoor concert with people in cars on a small FM station. People can listen to it in their cars and watch it, and it sold out. Up in Massachusetts, they're planning the Mehewi Theater is going to show outdoor theaters up against the wall. So obviously different organizations are doing different things. And I think what's special about Weekend in Norfolk is a whole bunch of different organizations. And I think what you're doing is so smart, because not only, and Tom, you can address this, not only do you have live events up there that people can actually delve into live, but you also have on-demand events, which and I'm sure that once Weekend in Norfolk progresses, and the more you record and the more you get, the more you'll have up on your website.
I think that's so true. And again, as I mentioned before, it gives people the option throughout the year, regardless of what their situation might be, to join in everything that Norfolk has to offer, which is quite unbelievable. And they can do it in the dead of winter. They can do it if they're ill in the hospital. It's something that would be fun and exciting for them to go and see without having to leave whatever space they're in. And I think this is going to be kind of the wave of the future across the country and maybe across the world because of this unfortunate situation that we've all landed in. And ultimately, when we're out of it, I think it'll be a blessing, because it's going to reach much more people than it ever did before.
Well, that's it. Everybody's going to be used and all to set up to doing what they do virtually, and that can be added as an additional benefit and an additional enhancement to what you're going to do live in the future.
Exactly. Yeah. I think it makes a major difference for everybody that wants to present something.
Now, I have to ask this question to both of you. And, Tom, you can start off first. Let's take it back 3.5-4 months. And this all developed so quickly for us with the shutdown and the lockdown and now slowly coming on. Tom, with members of the committee and yourself, what did you first think when this all broke and everything went south and went bad?
Well, all I can say is we have a phenomenal leader, Sue Frisch, and Sue keeps things going no matter what. And when this first happened, we thought, oh boy, maybe we're dead in the water this year. But she rose to the occasion once again and came up with this idea of virtual, and along with some other people that brought it up, and it just evolved. But right in the beginning, it was a little bit frightening because we enjoy doing this every year. And we were concerned that we were going to miss out this year. And sometimes when that happens, it can start a different pattern or create a different path, and we wanted to keep the energy going. So when Sue was pushing for this, we all jumped on board, and it was like a locomotive. It just gained speed, and we just kept going.
Once again, Weekend in Norfolk, a virtual event, will be happening online Friday and Saturday and Sunday, July 31st, August 1st, and 2nd, weekendinnorfolk.org. Now, Jim Nelson, I'll ask you the same question, because I know that there's some places just postpone their seasons till next year. Other places are still trying to piece things together. What were your thoughts when all this first broke and everything really went south for anybody that does anything with the public?
Well, first I will echo Tom's comments about Sue Frisch, who is just a force of nature, who just will not stop.
She won't say no.
Yeah. Just amazing. Yeah. But the other thing that I want to bring up is the community here in Norfolk. And I'm a real booster for Norfolk. It's an extraordinary place with extraordinary people who are so immersed in not only supporting the community, but doing interesting things. And that is all showcased in a weekend in Norfolk, whether it's cooking classes or talks and conversations about books or the concerts or nature walks and things like that. This small town has so much to offer, and being able to continue showcasing all of that through a weekend in Norfolk this year is, I think, truly a remarkable event and something I'm really looking forward to, as always.
Well, I want to wish, and you're right, Sue. If there's one person that never says never, it's Sue. And you know what? I found out we found out that there's a lot of great leaders of a lot of great nonprofits and a lot of great organizations that have taken this in stride and just said, well, we're going to march on and do whatever it is we can do. So, Weekend in Norfolk goes on, once again, online, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, July 31st through August 1st. 3 days of art, music, and nature on the web, weekendinnorfolk.org. Once again, I want to thank you guys for joining us this morning. We've been speaking with Tom McGowan and Jim Nelson. Good luck with Weekend in Norfolk. And Jim, of course, much continued success with what you do with the incredible programs you put up with the Norfolk Chamber Music Festival.
Thank you very much. Thanks, Marshall.
All right. Take care, guys. Be safe.
Bye.
That is Weekend in Norfolk. Once again, weekendinnorfolk.org for more information on the web.